head of Federal AI Safety Agency resigns after just 3 months on the job. By Lucas Nolan on July 21, 2026. The director of the federal government's AI Safety Agency has stepped down from his role just 3 months after being appointed by the Trump administration, creating further uncertainty around the government's AI leadership structure. Axios reports that Chris Fall, who led the Center for AI Standards and Innovation, CAISI, resigned from his position as director after serving only 3 months in the role, according to confirmation from CNBC on Monday. Fall was initially selected for the position in April by the Trump administration. CAISI operates as part of the United States Department of Commerce. According to the agency's website, its primary mission involves helping the government facilitate testing and collaborative research activities related to commercial artificial intelligence systems. Kristen Eichemer, a spokesperson for the Commerce Department, says that Arvind Raman will assume the role of acting director of CAISI. Raman currently serves as the director of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, and will continue to oversee the agency while taking on CAISI leadership responsibilities. The Commerce Department did not provide any explanation for Fall's departure from the position. Fall's exit contributes to mounting uncertainty regarding the federal government's approach to AI on policy and research matters. The White House previously appointed venture capitalist David Sacks as the AI and crypto czar, but Sacks departed from that position in March. The administration has not yet named a replacement for Sacks, leaving a gap in AI leadership at the highest levels. The timing of this leadership change comes at a particularly critical juncture for the United States AI sector. Chinese open-source artificial intelligence models have been gaining significant traction in the American market, presenting competition to major proprietary models developed by companies such as OpenAI and Anthropic. Last week, Chinese startup Moonshot AI introduced a new model called Kimi K3, which the company claims narrows the performance gap with leading American AI offerings and exceeds the capabilities of OpenAI and Anthropic's most advanced systems on certain benchmarks. The Trump administration has adopted a more interventionist stance on AI regulation following the president's signing of an AI executive order in June. The executive order requests that AI developers voluntarily submit their models to the government for capability assessments before public release. The order also mandated that federal agencies develop an evaluation framework within 60 days. The implementation of this new regulatory approach has created confusion for companies attempting to launch powerful new AI models during this transitional period. OpenAI announced in June that it had agreed to restrict the rollout of its GPT-5.6 model series to a select group of trusted partners at the government's request. 2 weeks before that announcement, Anthropic was forced to disable access to its Fable 5 and Mythos 5 models to comply with an export control directive issued by the Commerce Department. Both companies eventually succeeded in releasing their models to broader audiences. In recent weeks, the Trump administration has taken concrete steps toward implementing the executive order. The government announced the creation of a clearinghouse called Gold Eagle, which aims to identify and remediate cybersecurity vulnerabilities. The clearinghouse also establishes the White House as the authority responsible for approving which companies can access cutting-edge AI models, as previously reported by CNBC. As America determines the best way to harness the power of AI, conservatives must recognize they are fighting a two-front war. Domestically, ultra-leftists in Silicon Valley race to control artificial intelligence, while outside the U.S., China attempts to do the same thing. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the mega movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at Axios here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.